You see the progression from Jared and Jadeveon? They sort of inching closer.
Yeah, who's the first one you asked
Jared
me about?
Jared Krick and Jadeveon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jared Krick is doing okay. I think he'll have a chance to play, and I'd say that JD is still day to day.
In a perfect world, what do you get out of Hoyer in this game?
No turnovers. Good on third down. Get us into the right play. Good leadership. And just a good, smart football game.
Have you seen that out of him in these last two performances?
Other than the interception against Indy, I would say yes.
In a situation like that, obviously that wasn't a physical mistake, it's a mental mistake. How do you get guys to not do that?
Show it to them, coach them harder, find different ways to coach them. There's a lot of different ways, you know.
Does it matter to you as a quarterback coach? I know you don't care who starts, but when you do make a change like this, what does it mean to you as a coach because you got a different guy preparing him for the game?
You know, I know both guys, and I know Brian, and I think that Brian, when we made the change to Mallett before, I think Brian handled it really well. He practiced well. And when he got his opportunity again, for the most part, he did a very good job. And so that's why he is the starter now.
You know, not to sound like a broken record, Bill, we talked about the penalties on Friday. And
right.
Just kind of wondering if, you know, over the last 3 days, given the fact you've been back in pads, and
right.
Has there been any different kind of emphasis on thinking about what to do and what not to do and avoid that?
Absolutely. I mean, we've covered it a lot. I think the guys have really done a good job this week of understanding what they need to do to clean that up, and we show it to them on tape, and we haven't had not saying it's been perfect, but we haven't had nearly the amount of penalties in practice, and we've been officiating that and being real attentive to that. So hopefully that shows up on Sunday. No, we did it. Myself and the quality control guys officiated.
With the
No, it's just been in training camp.
With the extended break after
and the reason for that is it's difficult to find you know NFL officials to come to your place during the week, so it had to be college officials. So that doesn't happen very often here.
After the extended break, after the quick turnaround, have you seen Arian Foster sort of respond after that little bit extra rest and now that he's had some time to kind of get into a groove?
Yeah, he's had a good week. He had a good day out there today, and, you know, it looks like he's getting back to full strength. Yes.
Bill, when you go over all the penalties, what's the percentage of ones that are physical and as opposed to ones where they just make a mistake and it's mental?
You know, 90% of them are physical. You know, they're trying to give great effort. They just, they get caught in positions and you know, I'm talking about leverage positions where they end up committing penalties. It's not from, necessarily mental mistakes. It's just physical mistakes, and we just have to do a better job of coaching it.
You mentioned earlier in the week you got to stop the run. Last two games have had success running up the middle. What can you do specifically to keep people from doing that a third game in a row?
Well, we can coach it better, and that's what we're doing. We're putting them in better positions to hopefully be able to go out there and make plays. We're showing them tape of what we've done in the past and how it should look. And, again, it comes down to coaching, and hopefully we've coached it better. And Jacksonville's certainly going to try to run the ball. T.J. Yeldon is a very good back. Their line is playing really well, so it's a big challenge on Sunday. Our guys have had a good week. Should be a good game.